If your love language, for example, is physical touch, you
are not like
built for this. Mm.
Oh, that's nice. Have you done many podcasts?
This is my first podcast.
Really? I actually was wondering that, and that's kind of why I wanted to do it too.
Your mic needs to be closer.
Oh yeah, put your mic like all the way up.
All the way?
Yeah, just so, and then he'll lift it up for you. Yeah, so I wanted to do it partly because I figured I looked, I didn't see many podcasts that you've done, so you haven't really done many podcasts.
Not like this.
Yeah, more like interviews.
Yes. Tons of them, but not like this. It's the first time.
Yeah. No, like over here, like and in LA and stuff, like comedians, they just like have podcasts and just talk. It's just like fun. It's not like…
Yeah, I've seen it's very like trendy and there are like so many topics for, you know, they have different audiences and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're funny. You'd be good at it, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. I think you're hilarious. Pretty.
Where are you? Where do you live?
I live in Michigan.
Okay. Oh my God, I was not expecting that.
Well, she's not from Michigan.
I mean, yes, I live there. Born and raised in Panama City, Panama, Central America.
Uh-huh. How do you say your last name?
Jasmine.
The last name.
Oh, my last name?
Yeah.
Pineda.
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 That is so cute.
Pineda.
Yeah, like Americans always pronounce my last name like with such a cute accent.
Pineda.
Pineda.
I can't roll my R's. Can you?
That's good. Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's difficult if your like mother tongue is English. It's very, very hard.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we're Italian, but we didn't do much R rolling in my house.
So we, oh.
So was that your first language, Italian?
No, my mother was born there, but they taught us American because when they came over here, they wanted us to be more American.
Okay.
Because they used to get made fun of and for being immigrants, you know. So,
Yeah.
But it's hard to realize that that happened to Italians because now Italians are just regular white people.
Yeah. Do you speak Italian?
No, so my parents did, but they didn't name me Vincenzo.
But you don't speak Italian.
I can understand it. I minored in Italian in college.
Okay, cool. So did I.
Like with my, like Spanish being my first language, like for me, I, even when I haven't studied Italian at all, I can like listen to someone speaking in Italian and I can get most of the things.
Right. It's similar.
Yes. With Portuguese, you know, because all these languages are connected.
Yeah.
I can't believe how little I know of Spanish though. Like when I went to, I did a show in Colombia. And that was the first time I was somewhere where English like was not spoken at all. And like I was trying to get a haircut, trying to buy things. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I would think from living in America, I would know how to say one or two things. Yeah. But I really, it's sad.
Yes. And
I wanted to learn it.
Because like when you're a Latin American, even like for us, like, it changes from one country to the other, the accent.
Yeah, and like
people
the dialect.
Speak like really fast in Spanish.
Really fast.
Yes, they do. So it's very hard to pick up the words.
Yeah. So you're from Panama?
Yes. You never been there?
No.
I would love it. The
yes,
are beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. It looks like a little bit like Miami.
Uh-huh.
Like the city. It's like you have the border cuts and, you know, like the big tall buildings.
Yeah.
And it's like there is always like something going on, like the rush of the city.
Yeah. You were saying it kind of reminds you of New York a little
bit. Yes, a lot. Of course, like New York is like 20 times bigger than Panama. But it's like, you know, the heavy traffic, everybody like in their own world, minding their business. And you can see like a mix of everything.
Yeah.
Which is like very different from Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like where I live right now is like, is the opposite.
Did you go from Panama right to Michigan?
Yeah.
And like, was that the first place in America you went to?
I mean, like when I, it was like a year ago, I came from Panama to the Atlanta airport.
Okay.
Right. And then directly to Detroit. them in Michigan. And yes, it was like actually the first time visiting the country.
Yeah.
Wow. Visiting to stay because, you know, like I came here on a K-1 visa. Mm. So, yeah.
And like, were you like, this is America? Like, did you, what the f- is this?
Wait, why Michigan?
That's where her man lives.
My husband is from Michigan.
And he's Italian too.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Gino
Palazzolo. Oh, yeah, that is very Italian. I was going to ask you, like, your name is the first time I hear it. Vinny.
Oh, yeah? Well, Vincenzo. And then Vinny. But it's Vincent because I was saying they wanted to name me something American. So it's Vincent Guadagnino.
Okay. That sounds like more, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Guadagnino. Yeah, come on. You can say that one.
Guadagnino.
Guadagnino?
Guadagnino.
Guadagnino.
Yes, perfect.
Oh, Guadagnino.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Does it have like a meaning or something?
Yeah. It actually means to earn a little.
Guadagnino is little, right?
Yes.
And guada is to earn.
Wow. It means I'm broke pretty much.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've been trying to just outlive my name my whole life.
So being the one who earns a little.
Yeah, because guadagnare in Italian means to earn.
Yeah.
And then Nino means a little.
So did they choose that? Do you think you're like…
I don't know.
You last
names,
history.
How do last names happen? Do people
minus
choose
slavery,
that?
So on.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. All sometimes right. I heard that people will pick up like the last names according like to what they were doing or something.
Right.
Their profession. Yeah, they were earning a little.
Yeah. So I come from broke people.
Yeah.
I come from poor, lazy mother effers.
That's
so funny. I actually, we'll just set the table more. So I don't watch much reality TV, ironically, but I do watch 90 Day Fiancé.
You do?
Yes. That's why you're here. I'm a fan.
Oh, you're a fan.
I'm a fan. You're the breakout star of 90 Day Fiancé. I can only name like one other person that I know.
Right?
Yeah. The fat guy?
Big
Let
Ed.
Me guess.
Ed, yeah. I don't know if he's fat. He's just his big shoulders.
Who's the fat guy?
No, that's what she's talking about. That's what she's talking about.
With the neck.
Yeah.
Rolly.
So I'm a big fan. Like I just like can always just turn that on, like put it in the background. I like watching it with a girl. It's like my go-to. I don't Netflix and chill. I TLC and chill.
Oh, that is good to know.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a very entertaining.
Only thing that I get confused because there's so many shows.
Yes. There are so many spin-offs sometimes.
Can you try to like break it down a little bit? Like of what did you start at and then where did it go from there?
So you have before the 90 days, because you know, like basically the dynamic of the show is American people finding love outside the United States and bringing that person to marry them, mm-hmm. right? So it was the original series called 90 Day Fiancé. We just recently aired and I got married on TV and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then there come off like many other spin-offs like Before the 90 Day, which is like you are dating online. You know, the American person traveled to the country. Uh-huh. I wasn't Before the 90 Day with Gino. Like, so he was dating me online. We have never met in person. And that first encounter face-to-face was fun. And that is Before the 90 Day.
Because that was the first one you were on?
Yeah.
Before
the 90 Day. Then there's 90 Day Fiancé. Then there is another spin-off that is called Happily Ever After.
Uh-huh.
Ironically, almost no one is happy in that show.
Of course. Ever After. That's how it keeps going.
Yeah.
If everyone was Happily Ever After, there'd be no show.
It sucks. You know, like, well, some couples are. And it's the one that is currently airing, Happily Ever After. It's just like, you know, the couples got married and just they follow up.
The continuation.
Yes, there is another one that is the other way in which instead of the foreign coming to the United States, it is the American person that travels to that country to marry that person. And then there is the single life in which, you know, like, have couples, like, they break up and now they're single and they are trying to find love again. And so far, I think that's pretty much it.
So are you on Ever After now?
Happily Ever After.
You're on Happily Ever After because you did all of them. They've been following your journey up until this one.
How many years
except not single.
Exactly. The goal is not to reach
not
the
to end up on the single one.
Exactly.
There's a single one too?
Yeah, because they take like all the rejects and they like put them together. Like they do
all
in The Bachelor.
The broken marriages, like the couples that didn't work out.
Scraps.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, so.
You got to keep the paycheck going, you know.
Yeah. Oh, they also have like pillow talk.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yes, which is like cast members that been on the show. They are watching the current season, the current couples, and they like give their comments about it. Okay. And they call it.
And those are people that have made it. They're still together.
They're, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is real.
Yeah.
This is what I like about the show.
Why don't
you do that? No, well, what do you mean? Do what?
Be on
find
the show
a girl
like
from
that.
Another country?
Yeah. And like be on
I
the
can't
show.
Even date a girl in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's true.
So
maybe you will, you're not lucky here. You are going to be lucky outside.
Trust me, I know that they're better, Jasmine.
Hey,
I do.
Hey. Oh my God.
You don't want these gold digging hoes over here. But
bitter.
I just don't like long distance, but
oh God.
Maybe. Wait. But no, but it's real though. Like these people are really in relationships.
Uh-huh.
It's not like that's why I'm invested in the shows. Cause it's not like you're watching like Too Hot to Handle or X on the Beach or like some kind of show where they're obviously just like faking it.
Yeah,
for,
this is about marriage, which is a big commitment. And it is not just like, oh, you met a person. And you fell in love and that's it. Like you have to go through the whole immigration process, which is you have to invest a lot of time, a lot of money. And with COVID, actually, like all this immigration process was delayed. Mm. So it took longer than usually. Like, for example, for me, typically it will take something between 8 to 12 months are the most for someone like me to get like their K-1 visa proof. But it took me a year and a half because of COVID. So there is a lot of, you know, the things that are involved and it's very real. Mm. It's very tangible. It's very real. It's like someone like me that I travel the world but never been in the United States. Like generally for the very first time ever move outside of her country to go to a country you've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy. Mm. You know, that's very real.
But you were talking to him online for real.
For real for 10 months.
Before 10 months.
The show.
Before a show was involved?
Before, yeah. So the story goes like, we met online.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we bonded, we connected, we started a formal relationship. Like, okay, we are online, but we are exclusive. So with technology, those things are easier nowadays because you can actually like video call the person and it's easier, right?
But you hadn't met?
No. Okay. Like never seen him in person, nothing. Like,
what was it on?
Huh?
What was the website?
You don't want to know, Vinny.
No?
No.
Why don't I want to know?
Google it.
Oh. Okay.
Where Jasmine and Gino met.
Oh. I'm afraid of. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Wait, now I'm so curious.
It's probably one of the. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. The one that you make fun of me. Yeah.
Yeah. Seeking? Is that it?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. That very one.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But I was going to give you. Okay. But continue. So you're talking to him for real on a thing like that.
It was like.
And you actually have a real connection.
Yes.
Okay.
I do. And then.
You had a real
connection. The thing is like COVID. All this COVID, the pandemic, you know, it happened during those times. And we were literally like working from home and you have like a lot of time in your hands. And we were talking like for 7, 10, 12 hours, like crazy the whole freaking day. And we connected. And then because we have so much time, he was like, have you heard of 90 Day Fiancé? I personally don't watch TV. I am not familiar with reality TV. Actually, I Googled you to know like what was Jersey Shore and all that stuff. Like I have no idea. I don't watch it. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I don't know what it is. And then he was like, okay, with Zoom, we through the computer started watching the show. And I told him like, oh, this follow the journey of people like us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, yeah. And I was like, we should apply.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied just for fun. And I can tell you, Vinny, like in 3 days, they were contacting us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a casting. And after they talked to me and they saw that it was real because we've been dating so far, like for 8 months.
Do you think that a lot of people are in that position that they're trying to get on the show, that are going through that are talking to people overseas?
Well, it's hard to tell, you know, who is fake, who is like real.
Yeah.
But I like it blows my mind to believe. I'm not saying that it is not possible. It blows my mind to believe that people will go through all this process
to be
just to be on the show or to get some fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a crazy one. They would to do any other show, but like you said, you're leaving your whole country.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you're a moving. Big thing. And on top of everything, you have to remember that there is immigration involved. And that is kind of like a fraud. Like, that is scary. Like how far you can go
right.
to be on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to go to jail to be on
but
TV.
But I mean, maybe to get your citizenship, no?
Yeah. But they do that off TV.
Oh.
So that happens.
But that kind of
that's like the point
it.
Of the show is that. You watch a lot of like, especially the, well, I don't know what the other way. The other way one is weird. When you see the girls that like move to like India and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, damn, like you really can't get
that
dick.
Is a big,
you can't get dick in Ohio.
No, let's go to India.
I feel like I would do it for my citizenship.
But a lot of guys you see going on the show, like coming on the show. And I've seen like, you know, you can see them like manipulating and taking advantage of like some women. Obviously,
oh, yeah.
to get a green
like
card.
A lot of, yeah. Like, there is two ways, you know, like the American person being a scam.
Yeah.
And the foreign sometimes being a scam. Like, I have seen it and it goes both ways because sometimes, you know, like the idea, how is the American person a scam? Like, let's say the typical foreign that comes to the United States, marry them, get their papers, and it was fake, but we're out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other way around that I have seen, it is the American person like picturing something like this is, you know, the life you're going to have. Like, that is also like equally scamming,
yeah.
you know, so it can happen both ways. So
right.
long distance relationships are not for everyone. And I think that people have to be very careful. Because there it's like it takes a lot of hard work to make a relationship nowadays work. And like on top of that, long distance, the different cultures, a person, one or the other, either the American or the foreign person will have to move
mm-hmm.
if they want to be together and yeah. sacrifice a lot of things. So that is not for everybody. That's
yeah.
all I can say.
Yeah.
It's very hard. So that's why like it blows my mind to think that someone will go through all this nightmare just to be
yeah.
on TV. That's the
yeah.
silliest, like cruelest thing as well, because
yeah.
you are taking the chance of someone that is in an actual real relationship, you know, and you are delaying their immigration process because
yeah.
you just want to be on
TV. But why would they do it though? Because like these people go back to living like normal lives, you know. I know that like sometimes you might have breakout stars
Ed.
Like what?
Like Ed.
You know, the star, the biggest star in the world, like Jasmine, you know, but for the most part, I feel like they go back to living their normal lives, you know, and they just get real jobs and stuff like that. So why do you think that they go on the show?
Actually, I haven't had the opportunity like to get to know like someone who has done it.
Uh-huh.
Like,
or even yourself. I mean, you know.
But why would they do it? I have no idea.
That's a real answer.
Like I applied, I was drunk.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the same.
Yeah.
I have no idea why would you want to do something like that. That's stupid to me. Because it's
yeah.
not fun.
It's not.
No. And I always keep telling the viewers, you know, with this reality TV thing, like I'm glad that they get entertained. But sometimes like on my perspective that you have to be on my shoes to understand, right? It's like what is fun and entertainment for you is my real life.
Yeah. Your misery is their entertainment.
Exactly. You know, but you sign up for this, which I know, but it's how reality TV works.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like because it's like you're exposing a lot of your personal life. Like,
yeah.
You know, but you decide how deeper you want to go. But if you sign up for this, you have to be very open and aware that you have to share like intimate personal
details. Yeah. Well, that's why like I would, you know, if there was a couple that was here that wanted a reality show and they were going to make money from it, they were going to make a career off of it and stuff like that, I would understand it. It's like you're trading one thing for the other. But like I said, a lot of times on the TLC shows and stuff, like I don't really see like the major benefit. You know, you're just on TV a little bit and then you go to Pillow Talk.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like basically.
Like local celebrity, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Exactly. I mean, that's why I did Jersey Shore. I just wanted to be a local celebrity. I just wanted to get girls at first, but they don't want to do that because they're getting married. So
what did you want to do?
I just went on my show when I was 21 years old because I just wanted to get girls like at the bar. Okay. I wanted them to see me on.
Like, oh, Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, like a little stupid local TV show. Like not a major. I didn't know it was going to be like a national television show like that.
Yes, because the dynamic of your show.
It's big in South America.
It's different, right? It keeps like the same cast members or like the same talent.
Yeah.
During the whole show. Like for us, it's like, this is the thing with 90 Day Fiancé. And that's why when people refer to me like, oh, you're a reality star, you're this and that. And it's not me trying to play humble, but I say like, yes and no, because I do benefit from the fame of the show, you know, but it's not like 90 Day Jasmine Fiancé. Yeah. You know, it's 90 Day Fiancé. And the show is going to continue and then it's going to exist. Either I'm in there or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it follows different couples and it changes.
Yeah,
you know,
you're replaceable.
People like me, I feel like I've been very lucky that I've been given the opportunity to share like my whole process. Not all couples have that opportunity, because in my case, it was from the beginning when I was getting to meet Gino for the first time, then coming to America, marrying him, and now marriage life, you know? So, but not all the couples have the whole process shown on TV.
Right. Yeah, your whole thing has been documented.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you were saying about the talking 12 hours a day thing, I know like technology allows us to do that. But I also feel like it's unnatural and it kind of puts us in these like situations that we're not supposed to be in. And I get it. If you have two people that are like so determined to make it work and to meet, it could happen. And I'm glad that there are success stories. But a lot of these times I'm like, I just end up feeling like I have a relationship with my phone and not an actual human being.
Exactly. That's why long distance is not for everybody. I always tell people, you know, when I'm like, because they know me, you know, they know that I met Gino and all the process and like, you know, I met this guy and it's online. What did you advise? And I always tell them that if your love language, for example, is physical touch,
you're not
built for this. Mm-hmm. This is not going to work, because in a long-distance relationship, you have to accept that there are going to be holidays, important celebrations, your birthday, Valentine, and it sucks. And that person is not going to be there. And as you said, you have a relationship with your phone, because that's the best you can do. You know, it's just the phone and trying to be connected with the person. But that it's not, for a lot of people, good enough.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's like a 2D version of somebody.
We also are really horny.
Yeah, I'm horny.
That's why I said physical touch.
He would cheat.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, is it cheating? You're not really with the person.
Don't get out of me. Oh my God.
No, I got my boy Gino. I got Gino's back.
Throw the shoe at him. It's very hard for me to take the boot.
Vinny can't. He's
that Vinny. Hard. I can tell you.
I've been in long distance relationships.
Cheating?
No. I'm just saying, like, I just find it kind of just pointless now. Like, if you're going to start, if you already had something and you're together and then it gets to long distance, then you'd be loyal. But
I didn't say you're cheating.
Wow, you know me too well.
Because he's blushing.
He's blushing.
Yes. I can read body language. I know when someone is lying.
You can't read me. I'm autistic.
Trust me, I can read you.
How did you know that? So how did you get to the point where you like trusted that, you know, he was going to be faithful when you decided to be exclusive?
That is the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to trust.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell, like, okay, he's faithful. I just have his word, like, yes, I'm being faithful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not with anybody else. You know, we are exclusive. And that's pretty much it. I didn't have any friend, like, okay, do you know this guy? This is my boyfriend. This is my fiance. Check on him, whatever. You
know, spies.
Yeah. Of course. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have, you didn't
have. And detectives were very expensive.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that. Right. It sucks. So it was just about trusting, you know, like
believing. But you also had a, you had a finish line. I tell a lot of people with the long distance, like, we need some kind of goal to work towards. A lot of people here, they just do long distance and they don't know what it's going to work to. They don't know who's going to end up moving where, because both people don't want to move out of their house or their state. So I've done that before. There was no talk about, like, that shit should be talked about day one. Like, who's moving where?
So what happened to you?
If we get that point, I was with somebody and like, we never established like if she was going to move to me, because I wasn't even ready to.
But it was different states.
Yeah, different states.
Okay.
So I wasn't really ready to settle down. So I didn't have the conversation of like, are you going to move to me? And she didn't want to move to where she was from. So we would just have this long distance relationship. We would meet, we would have fun, but it was never going anywhere. It was just in. So then when the real world hit and we're like, all right, we can't do this forever, it just ended.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I didn't really even want her to move to me. She didn't
want to move to me, but
she didn't even really want to. But yeah, I was part of the problem too. I'm just saying people.
Yes, you were both wasting each other time because you that is a conversation that you'd have had at the very beginning.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It has to happen right away. You know, but with your case, with the K-1 visa and stuff like that, like you're working towards a goal of like, I want you to come here, right? It's really the only way it could happen unless you go the other way.
It happened because I was never able to convince Gino to move to Panama.
Would you want that?
I wanted that all the time. And because I, as I said, like,
probably better than Michigan.
I never move, like, I never envisioned myself leaving Panama to move, you know, to another country, especially the United States, like, which I never been before. If I go to, I don't know, a country and I like it, I can see myself living there. But that was not the case. Like, I have no idea except from what I've seen on TV and you can access.
So not everybody in the world is just dying to live in America?
Well, that is...
That's what they tell us here.
That is a very American belief,
which
is very far from being true. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you know, and I shouldn't be saying it because, duh, I'm living in America and I love my
everyone
country.
Talks shit about America.
Yeah, but...
But it's not even that. It's just like, really. It's just like we can accept that some people are okay with the places they live.
We think that everyone, like, I don't even know where other countries are because they act like America is
like, the only, is the world. Yeah. I don't even know where Panama
is.
Yeah,
no, me neither.
But
Panama
all I can
City.
Tell you is like...
the spring break.
Like, not to compare countries and stuff because, you know, like, but... As an immigrant, all I can tell you is that even in the worst situation, like if you have the power, you wouldn't leave your country.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what you know best.
Yeah, your family.
You know,
yeah,
there are things like, and people made those sacrifices because they got a better job.
Right.
Or, you know, there is war in their country. That, like there is a situation. They found love, like, you know, and your fiance doesn't want to move to your country, you know, like for very strong reasons. But even with those strong reasons to move you, like at the end, like if you could have the power to say you would, you know.
What I always liked about you, which I think a lot of people, why they ended up identifying was like, I remember like there was like one episode where I don't know what the accusation was or something. But I'm sure that you get a lot of like accusations that maybe you were just like taking advantage of him or just like doing it for the money and stuff like that. But you were like, I can get fucking mad guys. Like I can get like, you're a beautiful girl. You know what I mean? So you can get a lot of American guys. You can get a lot of guys in Panama or whatever.
There is a waiting list just so that you know.
There is a wait list.
Yes, there is.
So you've liked him.
There always been. A wait list.
Right.
Yeah.
So you, because a lot of times people think like you had mad options.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just for some reason really did
click
with this guy.
Exactly. It's like, you know, as I said, like we really bonded and.
Oh, also like, cause a big thing here is like sugar daddy culture of like American guys and yachts and planes and. You know, like that's what Sienna does. So I'm just kidding.
Get your bag, girl.
So you could go that route too if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but you, this is love.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I mean, like, yes, because as I said, like, I have always had options, but, you know, I had had that before.
Mm.
You know, I have had that before, like the rich dude that,
yeah,
you know, expense whatever, give you a black car and just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And that, at the end of the day, didn't make me happy. Like, it was like temporary happiness.
Right.
But on the long run, I was not fully happy.
Right.
You know, and I was like, I prefer something that it,
listen
it's,
to that,
it's just genuine.
Yeah.
But it gives you happiness, yes. But it's like, it doesn't last.
Right. It's temporary.
It's temporary
material.
And I don't even have a sugar daddy.
And you got to deal with like...
Vinny's jealous because I have a boyfriend.
You got to deal with fuck shit.
But you don't have a sugar daddy?
I don't. I just have a boyfriend.
Yeah. Her first thing that
so,
she,
but what is her, a sugar daddy? Because everybody accused me of having a sugar daddy. And I believe I have never had a freaking sugar daddy.
I don't have
daddy.
A fucking sugar daddy.
That's my point. That's why people like you. Because you don't... It's... You're more than what's beneath. What the fuck am I trying to say?
I don't know. You're not trying to say.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. A sugar daddy is, well, there's different kinds. She knows more than me.
Okay. Definition of sugar daddy, Vinny.
Someone that pays for your lifestyle, mm-hmm. gives you like a extravagant lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
Which usually you would think that you have to repay back in sexual favors,
mm-hmm. but give there them are some sugar,
yeah.
But there are other variations of it where you don't have to do that. They just want your company. They might want like a girlfriend experience type of thing, and they'll like it's transactional. You know, they're only hanging out with you pretty much because of your money.
And that's it.
Because as a man, you do pay. I do pay for everything. But I don't want it. I don't ever want it to feel like it's transactional. Like I'm buying her. Otherwise, she wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? So that's what a sugar daddy is.
You have to be rich.
To be a sugar daddy?
Right.
Or
you have to have the...
I guess.
Right?
Yeah, because then how are you going to support yourself
and
your family and another girl? Yeah.
And another girl.
I know girls here that literally... They'll be on dates with me.
And you're a sugar daddy?
No.
Okay.
Girls will be going on dates with... I'm the side dude.
Oh, you're the side dude.
I'm the side okay. dude. I'm the guy that they really want to fuck.
Oh, that's why you don't like him. He's not a sugar daddy. Girl.
Yes, exactly.
Vinny doesn't have that much money.
Vinny.
Vinny's going broke.
It's chump change compared to you.
Not sugar daddy. No.
No, so I'll hang out with girls and then... Literally, I'll go back to their fucking apartment and it's this mad nice condo on like the Upper West Side. Mm-hmm. And then they'll tell me, they're like, yeah, like this, like my sugar daddy pays for this. So they're like.
So you benefit.
I benefit.
So you are pro sugar daddies then.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not paying for it. So
exactly.
I guess. But that's what it is. There's a whole very acceptable culture of it over here, you know?
I guess I never had a sugar daddy.
Interesting.
I know. But as I said in the show, if I wanted, I could get the sugar daddy of all sugar daddies. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, because they love you. They love like the girl from overseas, like spicy
the
Latina.
And they, the yeah. And
mm-hmm. What do you think about like, do you know what passport bro culture is?
I was, you know, like... better than Google nowadays is TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah. That's like the real news.
Oh my gosh. It's exactly. Like, it's like Googling, but with videos and explanation and everything. And I love it. And I was like looking at that term, which was new for me. So it's kind of like... Let me see if I remember. It's kind of like you, as an American, go to a country to like buy a wife. or a girlfriend, basically?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a lot of it is prostitution because like it's so open and it's sad, but in a lot of South American countries, like beautiful women that are just like out on the streets, like, so, you know, it's like a sex exchange culture kind of thing. So a lot of guys go there for like bachelor parties and stuff like that. And they, you know, get addicted to it. Like they go to that country, then they're going to go to Costa Rica
existed.
And Brazil.
I mean, it has always existed, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that now it's called that way then.
Yeah. I don't know if they ever, I guess the next level up would be to marry one of them. You know what I mean? And then like have a wife come home. But yeah, I mean, that's, it happens a lot. Like there is, like if you go to like, if you get like a direct JetBlue flight from JFK to Colombia, it's all the same looking guy.
No.
Yeah. They all look like Gino. No, I'm kidding.
No! Gino! I save him.
They do. Yeah. You save them?
I save him. Did you see? I do charity. I'm such a good
guy. Wait, you save them from what? The streets?
Yeah.
How old Binda. Is he older?
Do you know how old? Okay, let me do the math. Because he changes his age, you know, I'm so like, you're 55, no, he's like, no, I'm 54. And sometimes I do the math. He was born in 1969. So that made
He's 54.
Six?
No, my mom's 51. She's 72. She's supposed to be 52. He's 55.
He's 55.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has the same age as my mom.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 37.
37? I'm 36.
Yeah, my mom had me like when I was like very young.
Yeah.
Mm. And Gino and I, we have a age difference of like 18 years.
Mm. Yeah.
Kind of. But so, I have always liked older guys.
Mm.
That is like my thing. I don't like young people.
Older sugar daddies. No, I'm kidding.
Like, I like them. Maybe daddy issues.
Daddy issues?
Yeah.
Sienna
very,
too.
No, I'm very transparent. 26. I'm very transparent.
But she likes ugly guys.
No, you like ugly? There you go. Yeah, we all have our 10.
Put the fucking mic.
My boyfriend is 26 and he's hot.
No, I know that.
Picture.
So that means you were lying about everything.
I dated ugly.
Because you know how guys like, you know, the ass and tits and like whatever. Like girls, they're not really like that. They see like beneath the super, like you might see like this really muscular chiseled guy and like not even be attracted to it. Right? Or never mind.
Never mind. It's not like the confidence. Like,
I mean, it's like, it depends.
Some girls like dad bods.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm more into like other things, you know, like the body, I'm okay. But I'm more into pretty faces. As I said, I like older guys. That's always been my thing.
Yeah.
Since I was like
older guys have pretty faces?
I'm with pretty faces.
You won't, but.
Are you kidding me? I'm fucking... Silver Fox era coming soon.
What? How old are you?
36.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm 36.
36. That's still young.
I started my show when I was 21.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that being a lot. More than 10 years.
Yeah.
Right?
When you met up, just back to the long distance thing. Like, so obviously I feel like you kind of had this imaginary relationship with your phone. Everything seems so great. You're in this like relationship. You still have your own space.
With my phone.
Yeah. Well,
what a bitch. When Gino threw my phone.
I'm projecting because
he can't find love.
Oh my
this
God.
Is the whole problem.
He said, like, you have this long distance relationship with your phone. And I was like,
you told
when
me.
When Gino using my phone.
It was with Gino on your phone.
That is so weird. Like, I'm an all right now. Like,
then you see him in person.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, now is the person that was behind the screen what you wanted in real life to be around 24/7. That's what a lot of people deal with that have relationships with people from overseas or even locally that move.
But that's why, Vinny, it's important. Video calls, no filters. You understand? Because like there is a lot of scamming with appearance. And people are like put like filters and alter their pictures and they don't video call and they just send these pictures. And when you look like, okay, this is not the
person. I FaceTime right away.
Yeah.
No makeup.
FaceTime is very important. I will never like accept someone to like, do you know, like come to my country to see me after we were online dating without having seen him in real time.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, people do that on the show, right?
a lot and get a scam.
Without like,
can you put the mic?
Sorry. Without
just lean back. Are you okay? Yeah. They see a picture of someone and it's a hot person. And then they lead you on the first couple episodes. You're like, oh, is that person really going to be there? Like, there was a guy that, like, this guy that went to Russia. He was talking to this girl. And, like, he was talking, sending her, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars for, like, years. Never FaceTimed with her.
I know.
And then ended up being her, right?
It ended up being her, but she was like, yeah, I kind of watched that season. I was so sad, you know, because he, like, yes, he spent a lot of money.
And never saw her. No, just saw a picture.
Never saw her. Never. Like, I don't know how people do that. Honestly, I'll never do that. So number one rule, if you are in a long distance relationship, you have to video call. You have to see the person in real time.
No, because what I'm saying, the person now, that person that he was dating is better than any girl he would ever meet over here. You know why? Because he's creating her in his mind.
Yeah.
He sees a picture of her.
It's a platonic love.
Yes.
That person is like just in your imagination, like, oh, so sweet. So, like, you know, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. The real deal is when you are together.
Right. You know? So that's what I was asking you. Deal. Once you did that.
Yeah. And it surprised me because there are so many couples that they, you know, like, get engaged and all that online, and then they bring the foreign to America, and there are, that person is coming with a K-1 or something, you know, and they haven't had like the,
they never met?
No, they have met, but it has been like very short. Like with Gino, he traveled multiple times.
Okay.
And he stayed there like 2 months, and we lived together in my apartment for 2 months to see how we will get along.
Good.
Because I needed kind of, you know, to have an appetizer. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, none of these things, as in a normal relationship, are going to guarantee you that it is going to work. But at least you know that, you know, I check all these boxes with are super important.
Right.
Before you get
yourself
into
it. That's been so smart.
Well, yeah. I know. Question. Yeah. On the website that you were using, were you talking to guys in Panama as well, or immediately you matched with Gino?
So I basically was in that website like for 11 days.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have come from a very bad breakup. I was very heartbroken. I was like, fuck love. I'm done. You know,
a guy in Panama or American guy?
Yeah, you know, well, horror mode on. I'm going to be evil. I'm going to be mean.
Whoa.
My me time. I was so like, you know, and I was there like for 11 days. Then guys started to text me and I got scared because I'm a chicken. Mm. You know, I'm a chicken. I'm all talks and
yeah.
End of the action. I'm like, oh my gosh. They're like, you know, and I never dated someone from outside Panama. I dated a guy that is Australia, but I met him in Panama and it was never online chat in my whole life. Never. Mm-hmm. It was the first time. So I was there like for 11 days and one of the people that sent me an email was Gino, and he was very genuine and sweet, and he never proposed anything inappropriate. He was like, listen, I know it is weird that I'm in this website, but I want a genuine relationship with a woman and blah, blah, blah. And he was actually like the only person that I clicked, and I really like it. And like in day 11, like I deleted my profile and he deleted his.
Mm-hmm,
and we deleted it. Kind of Gino fucked it up for me in a certain way. Because he
saved you.
I don't know. He saved me or roommate. We have to see how our marriage works, how it goes. Because he either saved me or ruined my life. Because I could be right now in a judge, you know, traveling in private. I don't know. He stopped me from doing that.
But the grass is always greener.
Yeah, but but I'm just joking. Like,
but when you got together, the in-person thing.
It was
when
weird.
When you came back, it was an adjustment. I know people that go through that.
What do you mean?
They have long distance in other countries and then they visit each other. They still like do what you did, a trial. But then when they get back to America in their own house, they like have happier problems. No,
oh,
they
when
problems.
They bring then the person.
Yeah.
There like is when they're living so in their house. Much stress. Like you...
That's anybody though.
It's like, you know, like you put in a cactus, you know, on Michigan. Cactus should be in Arizona.
Yeah, right?
Know, just to give it. It's not like the adapting.
It's very, very hard.
And then you have a person that is grieving. You are grieving. You're like, in it, you could be like in the best country in the world, the best city in a mansion, whatever. You are going through a grieving process because it's a new identity. You know, you feel like you were someone like... Everybody, I have my friends. Oh, this is my favorite restaurant. This is my bookstore. This is my favorite grocery store. You feel like you feel connected. And then you're put in a place that you don't know anyone beside the person that you're dating. And then it's a different weather. It's a different city. It's a different language. It's a different culture. And that's why there is a lot of confrontation. Mm-hmm. At least it happened to me with Gino initially. There still is. But initially it was
my favorite part of the show.
I know, but it was because of it. I was adapting and people are like, oh my gosh, it's not that big of a deal, but it is. You miss home, you feel homesick, you know, you're grieving the person that you are and you're trying to reinvent yourself. Like, okay, is this Jasmine, new Jasmine in America, you know? And you have to start from scratch, making friends, getting to know where I want to eat when I go out, even the simplest things, even with brands, you know, certain products that you are used to. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Like, okay, you can just find those in Panama or vice versa. So it's a process. It's not easy.
You guys should have moved to like Miami or something.
Oh my gosh, I love Miami.
You would have been at home, you know,
I like
in the
Miami,
U.S.
Miami, believe it or not, just to go on a vacay.
Yeah.
It's too crazy. Like I'm getting old. I believe.
Same. I can only be in Miami for like 2 days.
I don't have the same energy.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
I never been to Vegas.
Oh, that's
crazy
too. I
was actually talking this morning about going to Vegas.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've been like quite busy.
I was a stripper in Vegas.
Huh?
I was a stripper in Vegas.
You were what?
A stripper.
I don't believe you.
I swear. Though there's like a show, like it's called Chippendales. It's like a show... like where in a theater, like a play. And I used to be a host of it. Like after the Jersey Shore, they used to hire me to do it.
Okay, but you were the host or the stripper?
I was like the celebrity host. A couple.
He was a stripper.
But I used to like take my shirt off and stuff like that.
Mm. I'm surprised. I mean, you don't look like a stripper.
What are you trying to say? Damn. There was a time I was in shape. Anyway.
I didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
Okay.
Speaking of in shape and brands, so you have your protein line now. We were talking about this. So this is vegan protein.
Yes.
This is the first product you've done?
Yes, so far it is. I have it. Well, this one right there is chocolate. I also have it vanilla.
Okay.
Vegan because I'm vegan. I've been vegan for more than 10 years, vegetarian most of my life.
So you were vegan in Panama too?
Yes, I was.
Okay. What was
still am.
For health or just like morals or what?
I do it like, you know, I started because of my love for animals. Mm. I'm like a very sensitive person and I'm like, I like sentient beings and and I couldn't, you know, I was like, even like it took me long to become vegan. Because as I was with my parents in my house, it's like they were concerned about why you don't want to eat meat. And they were like, okay, they understood like I love animals so much and I didn't want to eat like a chicken. Mm-hmm. Because I don't see like the chicken, like, you know, like the food. I see like the animal, I start thinking about it, like mess it up my mind. Like, I know I can't eat it. I just can't. And then my mom was like, okay, let's try like milk and eggs and sometimes have fish.
Yeah.
You know, but then when I was like, you know, I was working and independent and I was paying groceries with my own money, I was like, okay, vegan all the way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you could have eggs and not really hurt animals, right?
Yeah. So being vegan, it goes like, you know, like a little bit beyond, because there are a lot of people that they just have like a plant-based diet, you know, which is like they don't consume animal products. That is part of being vegan. And there are like vegans that take it to the next step, like me. Like I try just to consume products that are cruelty-free. That is super important for me, you know, because of for the sake of the animals. or like nothing that harms animals at all, even like with makeup, all this stuff is. So that's why it was so important for me. And I'm always being an enthusiast of fitness.
Yeah, yeah. You work out?
My whole life. Mm. Like, ever since I can remember, I always been very physically active because I'm like a super energetic person. I have so much energy.
You have to get out.
I need to dream. I'm always like in a rush. That is part of my personality. It's very hard to keep up with me, I can tell.
Yeah.
And you know, as a vegan person, you know, it's sometimes challenging the protein part, you know, because we are born and raised to consume most of our protein from meat, from animals, right? And as a person that work out, you know, I always have to worry about I'm consuming the right amount of protein. Mm-hmm. And it started as a dream more than like 10 years ago. That, you know, one day I'm going to create my own vegan protein powder that is going to be like top-notch, high quality. And it's going to be like for everybody, not just for vegan people, but for anyone that like cares about their body, wants to nourish them, work out hard, want to see results, and want to consume high quality, you know. So I came with this dream. I was very lucky that Brad listened to my idea and he make it happen and tangible. And so far, I'm very happy with the reviews from customer. I just sold my first 10,000 samples, which is like very big for me because I just launched it. And considering that it's a small business, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's hard. It's hard to sell things to people.
Yes.
Like, just because people will watch you on reality TV doesn't mean that they're going to buy everything you sell.
Actually, it comes with like...
Like four people watch this podcast.
Yeah. Four people?
Yeah, maybe five.
Like three and
maybe
all.
Maybe five.
Like,
yeah.
And your boyfriend.
Six, seven.
And then three of us and your boyfriend.
Nah, her boyfriend don't care about her.
He doesn't even care. Oh my God.
He doesn't even know him.
You're so jealous. Mean.
Where can people, he's people get it? They can They can get it at...
On my website, JazzyFitness. Yes, www.jazzyfitness.com.
My thoughts on it are, and you know, obviously, because my sister's vegan and I know vegans and I get along with everybody. We all have our different beliefs and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So I'm not trying to like debate you because I've seen the show. I don't want that smoke. But
you don't want me to get mad on you. Like, you on Gino,
I kind of
right?
want it a little bit. I'm like Gino. I like the abuse a little bit. You know?
I do.
I like to like piss you off and you know what I mean? No, I think that there should be... So my family are like hunters and stuff. So like hunter-gatherers. So when I was younger, I used to be like, oh my God, how could they like kill an animal? It's like so sad and stuff. But now as I started eating a lot of meat when I got older, I was like, wow, like this is kind of a cop-out that I could just go to the store and just, you know, buy this piece of meat and have no idea where it came from or the animal that had to die for it. You know what I mean? So I actually give them more respect for going out and hunting the food and taking the personal responsibility to kill the animal themselves, to skin it, to go to know what it's like to do that, you know? Obviously not everyone's going to hunt for their food, but I tried to like, you know, get as close as I can to the animal. It's like some people, they have like, not just grass-fed, but it's called like regenerative farming where the animals are treated better and they kind of like emulates the natural circle of life that we do. So I think my point is like, I don't think everyone should stop eating meat, but I think that we eat way too much meat. And I think that I wouldn't be opposed if like they got rid of all like gas station meat and like just disgusting
and
amounts
jerkies
of jerkies and all the fillers and all like the gross things.
Yes.
And if everyone just ate like healthy meat and like we were able to make farms where everything is just like regenerative and natural.
Farm in Manhattan.
Not Manhattan, but this farm life around it, you know, but like where it's like, you know, the cows, they fertilize the grass and the grass makes things grow and like everything is like a circle of life. You know what I mean?
I completely understand you. I'm very, I empathize, you know, with people like not being vegan. I get it because it's a very personal choice. Like I can tell because I'm the only vegan person in my family. Okay. They are Latinos. They love carne asada. They love barbecues. That's not going to fly with them, you know? And it was actually a process for them to like accept me, like, you're weird because you're vegan, you know, like that was not usual for them. So I get it. But you know what? It's just about like, it's about choices. It's about what works for you. As I said before, like for me, like me personally, I couldn't, even if I wanted. And something that I can tell you is not, as a vegan person, it's not that we don't like meat. Because sometimes you feel it smells, you're like, it smells good. You know, it's fried chicken. Mm, it smells. I wouldn't say like, oh, it doesn't. It is, it is a lie if I say that it doesn't. You know,
yeah, it feels attractive. You feel bad.
You know, you're a human. But it's just, like I said, for my reasons, I do it because I do love animals and I care about them. And that's why I created this this product in which, like, I know it's vegan. And yes, it targets, like, vegan consumers. But not only that, it is just for anybody that wants to get, like, a very high quality protein.
Yeah.
For vegans and not vegans. And the good thing is that, as you said, even if you are not vegan, right, you should like reduce a little bit your consumption of meat, or at least make sure that you are getting high quality protein.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're not vegan, you could replace one meal a day or your post-workout meal with the vegan protein. Mm-hmm. And then in a certain way, you are kind of, you know, like contributing.
I just wish we could all live like on a farm.
Right.
And just be like healthy and just have like local things, you know, that they just
everything
organic that they just cut up.
As it was in the past.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
As it was in the past.
That's what real restaurants are like. When I like in Mexico and stuff, like a lot of the restaurants are like on farms. I think Texas has some stuff too, because it's on the farm, because everything that they serve you is made from the grounds. Yeah. The animals, the vegetables.
But there are very, very, very few places that do that, especially in America.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. That's where we're messed up.
Yes. And
factory farming.
I'm so scared. And that was a cultural shock that I have when I came to the United States. It's like every time I will go out to eat, I will get sick.
Yeah, I
didn't understand what was happening. And I was like, are people lying to me and telling me that this is vegan, but it is not vegan? Like, what is happening? I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
But food in here is a big problem. It's very, very processed.
Speaking of sick, I got, I've been like telling her, I've been chasing this girl for like in the gym. Not physically. No, you'll see. So I've been like trying to go on this date with her for a long time.
So you are stalking her?
Basically stalking. No.
Oh my gosh, I hate when you do that. Stop.
I don't say anything to her. I don't say anything to her.
You know how you many guys at the gym do that to me? I hate it.
Jasmine, you have to catch up, okay?
Okay.
I didn't go up to her because I don't like being
so
the
what
guy.
Did you do?
I don't like being the guy that goes up to the girl at the gym. But naturally, it happened after a long time. And then it kept happening and she never ran away. That's such a good sign. So finally I asked her out.
Cornered her.
Finally I asked her out. I said, if you don't go on this date with me.
Maybe they like only like, you know, like Googling like a new membership.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not running away.
Literally.
And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm leaving this gym.
I have a joke on stage that I say, cause I do comedy. And I say like, when she gets on the treadmill, I get on the treadmill behind her and I just start chasing her. So, anyway, we went on the date.
Oh,
she liked me. Okay. And I got fucking, I don't know what it was. It was something in my stomach that the day of or something. I started drinking the wine. And for the first time ever, I got so nauseous that I couldn't eat the food in front of me. I was like smelling it and I was like getting sick. And I actually had to tell her because I couldn't eat anything. I was going to
throw up.
I had to tell her. I'd be like, yo.
So what was it? The food? The rest?
I don't know. I think it was something with my stomach. Like it's and
you were too nervous?
It wasn't that. I was like, I told her, I'm like, I can't believe this is happening with you. I'm like, because I've been talking about this for like a year.
Yeah.
And then finally I went. But I think she ended up like liking me and it wasn't that bad. But it was crazy. Like the one date that I needed to go really well.
Like farting?
I was like fighting for my life.
Yeah.
Like everything she was saying.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie Along Came Polly?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that.
You ever see that movie Along when he eats at the Indian restaurant?
I was thinking about like, oh my God.
I was literally doing that. I was like, she would say that. I'm like, oh, so your job. And I'm like, I'm like tweaking out. I'm like sweating and shit. It was so fucking bad. I don't know. We'll see if we have a second date. But anyway, you reminded me of that. All right, so Jasmine Pineda.
Pineda.
She has a busy day tomorrow.
I do.
It's an exhausting day.
It's so hard to be me.
Tell us what you're doing tomorrow.
I have to go to two different spas to get Botox, lips, facials.
Oh, it's hard out here. It's very hard. It's a struggle. It's a struggle.
I know, it's not easy.
Gino doesn't know how good he has it.
If he only knew, you know?
Yeah. So where could people find you? What, your socials and stuff?
What do you mean find me? Like, I don't want to be found.
Like, that's how you know she never did a podcast.
Yes, I'm a podcast virgin.
Podcast virgin. I love it. I'm happy to pop your cherry.
You took it out. Beanie, you were the lucky one. It's my first time, Beanie.
Yes, it's okay. I've done it before. No.
Okay.
I've never had a virgin.
No, you haven't.
You haven't had a virgin?
Sexually.
Never.
First virgin?
Sexually, yeah. Never. Well.
Oh, no. I mean the podcast.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Crazy.
Okay. I got confused. What kind of virgin we're talking about now?
Sexual.
You have
But I don't know if I've had a podcast virgin
they're
either.
They're probably lying to you.
What?
You sleep with like a 21-year-old.
No, shut up. They're hoes.
Yeah, they're hoes. That's why.
Oh my God. I had a virgin? No, because I like old dudes. They actually have a lot of miles.
It'd be gross.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you like a guy with a lot of miles on him? Like more experience?
I like the experience, you know, because trust me, I got the experience. I know what to do.
So right. You need someone to keep
match
up.
My energy. Yeah. And if not, the worst case scenario, I teach you. I got you.
Yeah.
So I'm not selfish.
Right.
That made me blush.
We could talk like another hour on this, but we have to go. So follow Jasmine. And then his 90 Day Fiance coming?
And Instagram, Jasmine Panama.
Uh-huh.
And what is my other website? I forgot. Jasmine Panama and my other Instagram account. Just find me through Jasmine Panama.
They'll find you.
You will find everything there.
Is the show coming out again that you're going to be on? Or?
Oh, it's actually airing.
Airing now?
Yes, it's airing right now. It's Happily Ever After. Nights?
When is it on?
On Sundays at 8 p.m. if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, cool. I like how she doesn't even really care. All right.
I know.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.